Representative, how are you?
I'm doing great. Daylight savings time, best day of the year.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful thing on a Saturday night, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not often you get to gain an hour. Time is one of those immutable objects.
Indeed. Wanted to talk with you. I saw some information about protecting Michigan waters from fracking. This is something that has come up because there are businesses that would like to be more involved in this. So tell us, from your perspective, what is fracking?
Well, fracking is a oil and gas drilling technology that is sort of like an industrial scale style of oil and gas drilling. They go very, very deep into the ground, you know, drive a steel pipe about a mile, maybe 10,000 feet underground, and then they turn that pipe sideways and go maybe a mile underground horizontally. And then they inject a slurry of fluids, toxic fluids and water and whatnot into the ground at high pressure in an attempt to break free oil and gas deposits.
Okay, is this a good thing or a bad thing for Michigan?
Well, if you're the person pulling up the oil and gas, obviously it's a good thing because there's money to be had in oil and gas. We all know that. But, you know, for the rest of us who have to drink the water and breathe the air and live in the vicinity of these types of industrial-style facilities, there are some concerns. And I'm really proud to be standing with a group of other Democrats who've introduced a suite of bills that will make sure that Michigan's water is protected in this case. Because, as you know, here in Michigan, one of the very few things that makes our state absolutely unique, makes our place different than anywhere else in the world, is our water resources. We have unique, incredible, unrivaled water resources here in Michigan. And we've introduced a package of bills to make sure that when this new mining practice comes into Michigan, that we protect the public, we protect the surface waters, we protect the groundwaters, and that anything that someone does to, you know, take advantage of the oil and gas that might be underneath the ground doesn't impact their neighbors in a negative way.
Yourself, along with Lisa Brown, Ellen Kogan Lipton, Brandon Dillon, will be having press conferences throughout the state of Michigan to talk about this. Now, you know there's going to be a lot of folks because this topic has come up all around the country. This is a way that we can become more self-sufficient when it comes to creating our own energy for our own energy sources. And people are going to be saying, you know, that representative, Irwin, he's a good guy, but he's a greenie, and he's helping our, he's holding our state back. He's not helping us grow. How would you respond to that?
Well, my response to that would be that self-sufficiency and energy independence are goals that I think most of us share. What I would come down is to say that us greenies, as you put it, are the ones who have the only viable plan to gain self-sufficiency here in America. The fact of the matter is that every year we use about 26% of the world's oil that's used in each year, and we only produce about 3% of it. We've got about 3% of the world's oil reserves, and it's just not practical to think that we can drill our way to energy independence. The oil and gas is not here in the same abundance that it is in other places. Now, Michigan does have some opportunities with natural gas, and there are some natural gas deposits in Michigan, and it's worthwhile to take a look at those. However, we have to make sure we do it safe. We're never going to drill ourselves into a position where we're not importing oil and gas from elsewhere. If we want to stop importing oil and gas from elsewhere and close the economic loop and become self-sufficient, we need to start making meaningful investments in solar, in wind, in geothermal, and first and foremost, in energy efficiency. We can get to self-sufficiency, but it's never going to be through fossil fuels.
Where do you think the governor stands with you and your stance on fracking?
Well, it's going to be interesting. The governor's DEQ, under the supervisor of Wells, recently issued a letter outlining some new regulations around oil and gas with respect to fracking. I think that's an indication that the governor's office knows that this could be a problem in Michigan, and we need to get out in front of this, and we need to make sure it's safe. And we need to make sure that when companies in Michigan are injecting high-volume, high-pressure fluids underground, that there's full disclosure about what they're putting into the ground, and that there's full disclosure about how much water they're using. I mean, a lot of times you think about pollution and the impacts of pollution, but this is also about water quantity. These drilling operations use up millions and millions of gallons of water, and that can impact nearby property owners who have wells or who may live on streams. And the Michigan Environmental Protection Act says that these types of activities are not supposed to impact the surface waters of the state of Michigan adversely, and we need to make sure that that's the case. I think we may have a willing partner in the governor's office. He's sent some signals that they acknowledge this is an issue.
All right, before we let you go, final question for you. Representative Scott is up for recall. What are your thoughts about that, and are you nervous about how this may turn out?
I'm not really nervous about it. I don't have a whole lot of thoughts. I've been focused on my own legislation. I haven't spent any time up in Genesee County. I have no idea what the sort of sense on the ground is there. I'm not really frightened of it either way. I mean, the last time we had recalls in the state of Michigan, was back in the 80s when Governor Engler used that strategy to vault himself to prominence in the state Senate. And that was a case where recalls determined the majority in the state Senate. That's not the case here. Republicans have a large majority. Whether or not they hold on to Representative Scott, I think, is mostly symbolic and maybe a harbinger about what's going to happen in the future. But other than that, I'm not sure it weighs very heavily on my mind.
Well, it's got to make people nervous who supported the governor, who vote to not fund education in a fashion that the MEA would like. The MEA is pushing a lot of money and emphasis on this recall.
Yeah, but I think the more important thing is that there are a lot of voters out there who are angry. There are a lot of voters out there who are angry that the schools were cut at a time when the school aid fund finally was getting healthy. And there are voters who are out there who are angry that those dollars were reallocated to tax cuts for business. There are voters out there who are angry that now their pensions are being taxed. The majority, the Republicans in Lansing, really have to worry, I think, about all of the voters next November more than they have to worry about the voters in one district tomorrow. They've done a number of things in Lansing that I think have really inflamed the passions of people who care about their local schools, who know that their local schools often determine the value of their property, their biggest investment. And there are a lot of folks out there who sent us to Lansing to focus on jobs in the economy and feel that we haven't been focused on those issues. We've been focused on social issues and holding back our best economic investment, which is our schools and our universities.
All right, Representative Irwin, it's always great talking with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for yours. Have a good morning.